Poetry slams turned the traditional poetry recital on its head, making it competitive and cool and creating a live event format that spread all over the world. And apparently, slamming is not limited to poetry, because next Sunday, the Melbourne Writers' Festival is hosting a translation slam for the second year running. Apparently, a translation slam involves translators presenting different translations of the same text in front of a live audience. And the 2026 Melbourne Writers' Festival will pit Tokyo-based writer and translator Matt Ault up against our next guest, Dr. Hayden Trowell, who's a translator of Japanese literature in Australia. Hayden, welcome to Sunday Extra.
Yes, hello.
Now, Hayden, is this your first translation slam?
Yes, this is my first time.
So what does it involve? I understand it involves two translations of the same text, but how does it work as a live event?
Well, both myself and the other translator, Matt Ault, have received a short story from the author, Hiroko Yoda, in advance. We've both translated it, and the event will focus on comparing differences and similarities between them and bringing those to the audience's attention.
Now, poetry slams can be pretty intense competitions. It sounds like the vibe of a translation slam might be slightly different.
Yes, it's probably more friendly than a poetry slam.
Do you know if you, like, is there a judgment by either judges or the audience over which is the better translation?
I'm sure everyone will have their own opinion, but there's no official judgment as such.
Okay, yeah.
The author may express some thoughts and the audience may express some thoughts.
The work that you're translating does sound really interesting. It's described by the Melbourne Writers' Festival as a previously unpublished satirical ghost story by Japanese cultural historian and folklorist Hiroko Yoda. Tell us a little bit about the story, if you can, Hayden.
So the story is essentially a retelling of a story called Rashomon that has been adapted into a famous film. The original Rashomon is written in 1922 under the name In a Bamboo Grove. It's a story of an assault that happens in a forest and a murder, and it's told from four different perspectives that all tell wildly different events. So this short story is essentially a retelling of that in a modern setting. There's an attempted murder, and we've got two suspects, the two suspects being a husband and a wife, and they have wildly different perspectives and interpretations of how the event took place. The piece is about 8 pages in its original format. That's condensed a bit. It would probably be about 15 pages in English. However, we've only done a few excerpts from it, mainly the testimony of the man and the woman. It would be too long to discuss the entire story.
Now, we've established that the translation slam is probably not as uber competitive as a poetry slam. And that might be a good thing, Hayden, because I think it'd be pretty tough for you in some circumstances. I believe that Matt Ault has a particular connection to Hiroko Yoda that you couldn't possibly compete with.
No, Matt Ault is Hiroko Yoda's partner, so he would have a more intimate connection to the story, and he probably is more familiar with Hiroko Yoda's style and perhaps he can consult her on her intentions behind the story, whereas I'm coming to it from a more fresh perspective.
Well, look, and clearly we're backing you in this competition, Hayden. So I think we can say, or at least hope, that that gives you, in a way, a competitive edge because you might have more freedom to be able to translate without the original author's eyes over the translation in preparation. Is that do you think that might help you somehow?
Yes, I think I would definitely be coming to it from a fresh perspective, and I'd see it with looking just at the text itself without bringing any external factors to it.
And what are your thoughts on the challenge of translating this particular piece, having at least had a bit of a sneak peek of the text before the big day?
The text, it's a very interesting text. It's a sort of a pastiche of the original Rashomon, so it takes a very entertaining, comical perspective, which I try to bring out in the translation. And humour, of course, isn't an easy thing to translate.
Yes, I was going to say that does seem like a particular challenge. Have you done much translation of primarily comedic or satirical Japanese texts before?
I've translated several literary fiction works and also some young adult fiction, which often draws a lot on humour.
So you'll read the two translations and then there'll be a bit of a discussion about the differences between the two, is that right?
Yes, and I suspect we'll be asked to explain why we translated certain passages this way and what our thinking processes were when they diverge, as they inevitably will. It's an exciting prospect, I think. I have my reasoning for all of the decisions I've made, and it would be interesting to discuss those and see where they differ from Matt Ault's version.
It sounds like you're slam ready, Hayden. Have you ever seen a translation slam before?
I've seen a recorded version of last year's slam at the Melbourne Writers' Festival, which used a Spanish text and two Spanish translators. Well, it's interesting to see the differences that emerged in that story, and I'm sure we'll have very similar differences come up this time as well, so it'll be exciting to see that.
What sort of audience are you expecting for the translation slam, Hayden?
I'm told there will be capacity for about 300 or a bit more people in the room, so it'll be quite a large audience, I think.
Yeah, right. And I would imagine that it is more than most events likely to be people who might also speak Japanese as well. So it could be a pretty tough crowd, Hayden.
Yes, and when we're presenting these texts, we'll also have the original up there as well. So any readers or audience members who can read Japanese will be able to see all three versions simultaneously.
Yeah, right. And is Hiroko Yoda herself participating in the event at all?
Yes, she should be at the event and she'll express thoughts on the differences in the translations.
Hayden, the write-up for the translation slam says that you'll be asked to justify things like cultural references. Is this work very heavy with cultural references?
Yes, it's based on, as I mentioned, the old original Rashomon story, so there's a good many references to that. On top of that, it uses Japanese folklore for some of the characters. We have three monsters who are traditional Japanese monsters, so there'll need to be some explanation of what they are to the reader. And there are also cultural references of a large number for both the male and the female suspects.
More broadly, is it possible to say how you know when you've produced a really good translation or what the key elements that you're looking to achieve are when you engage with a text to translate?
I think a good translation is a good text that works in English. It's not just about sort of transferring the meaning from one language to another. It needs to stand on its own and do the role that we expect a short story in this case to do. So it should be an entertaining work in and of itself.
Excellent. Well, look, thanks again, Hayden, and all the very best. It does sound like a really fun event.
Yes, thank you.
And the literary translator we were speaking to there is Dr. Hayden Trowell, and the translation slam at the Melbourne Writers' Festival is on Sunday the 10th of May at 4:30 at the State Library Victoria's Conversation Quarter. We've got a text in from Andrew in Victoria who says, I really loved Yuko Mishima's books translated into English. In that case, it turned out that the translation was actually done by Yuko Mishima, so there you go. But we'll put a link to the Melbourne Writers' Festival Translation Slam in the show notes for Sunday Extra.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.